Dear journal, sorry, today Bobby looked at me in math class. I think he might like me. I also think he might be gay.
Shiite Muslim, gonna die.
Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh no!
Has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on.
I really hate you.
What the f is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me? God,
Negative Apex. Has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, kill him! Oh, little Missy, you guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am your host, Lance, aka Sev, joined by my amazing co-hosts, Ian, aka Perala, and Josh, aka Negative Apex. What is going on, guys?
I'm on the show again.
And we have, that was like the worst highs, hellos I've ever heard. Yeah, you guys are terrible.
That's what we do.
Absolutely terrible. I'm ashamed. But we also have a returning guest, Jeremy, who has previously been known as Schreider, but he underwent a sex change operation and is now Princess Peach. Woo! What's going on, Jeremy?
Ric Flair style.
Woo!
And we have a different guest, one that, which is the opposite of a male. It is a female. And is that Lauren, a.k.a. Katniss. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
This is like a super energetic show. Like, everyone on here sounds
amazing.
What do
you want me to, like, dance around on stage or something?
Yeah.
Whoa. That
would make sense.
That's not good.
Hey, I was hyped for it. Woo!
You're always hyped.
I think Jeremy's on drugs.
Nah, this is Ric Flair style.
What is Ric Flair?
Dude, I have no idea what he's talking
about. Dude, you gotta tell me what Ric Flair is.
What?
The wrestler from the 80s, right?
He's been around a long time.
Well, okay, since you said from the 80s, and seeing as how you are probably the oldest one here, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Thanks, Lance.
No problem.
Thanks.
Well, I guess Ian's not that far behind you, so.
What? What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Dude, you're like...
It means you're old.
It means you're old.
I'm just... No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Here. Shut up. I will kill you while you sleep.
So, video games, guys. Video games. Yeah? Video games. All right, cool. New Super... New Smash Brothers.
New Super...
It's a new game.
We've got
to screw up now.
New characters that are being revealed for Super Smash Brothers. And guess what? Yes, I am a gamer, so don't be mad at me, but I still have yet to really play Super Smash Brothers.
What?
We're still going to be mad.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
What? Are you serious?
All right, so all in favor of kicking him off the podcast, say aye.
I'm not sure we can do that.
We can.
Well, you did just say aye, so...
Yeah.
Mutiny.
I'm sorry, but I have majority of shareholders, so.
What shareholders?
All the shares.
Mom's a shareholder.
I'd like to tell a funny story about Smash Brothers real quick.
I will allow that.
So, I was watching, it was like MTV back in maybe 8 years 95. Ago. Yeah. And okay. They were doing a little piece on professional gamers. And this dude up in New York, he was, going pro at Smash Brothers. So they have, like, these little tournaments where they just play Smash Brothers till, you know, early, early in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And so he'd be like, yeah, we got to smash till dawn. STD, man. Smash till dawn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
No. And I'm like,
STD.
Did you even think about the acronym when you were making that?
See what
That's
it was?
Well,
you have to have the first part to know what the other two parts are.
Exactly.
So he probably hasn't had the first part.
Did they actually had pro gaming in 95? Like, how massive was it?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Well, Fatality was one of the first pros, right? For, like, Unreal and games like that.
Yeah, I think so.
That's true. You know, like, Unreal, yeah.
I feel like such a noob by just saying that now, because I'm thinking about it. 95 really isn't that long ago, for, I guess, for professional gaming.
Oh, no, it's only, what, forever ago.
Yeah. So anyway, the new characters. Does somebody want to name them off? Because I feel like I'm going to screw this up.
We got already did by saying Lucina, you never played the
Chroma,
game.
Robin.
Captain Falcon.
Robin.
Batman really? And Robin.
Did you really call him Robin?
Batman and Robin.
Okay, I have a question though.
Josh has rubbed off on me, not in a gay way.
Oh my god. Robin.
Now fighting crimes
okay,
in battle.
So who is Robin? What game is he from?
He's
I didn't
from,
recognize his character.
He's from Fire Emblem.
Oh, okay.
What is Fire
remember,
Emblem?
Was it Roy and Jesus?
Yeah,
Marth, right?
Marth. I hated Roy. Roy was very OP.
Roy and Marth.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
That
here.
Was in what? That was in the second Smash Brothers, right?
No, mm-hmm. That must have been the...
Or that was on the third one.
The third one.
The third one, because Marth wasn't in the one of the GameCube. Because
I remember playing them.
Marth was in the one of the GameCube.
Was he?
Then
it was the second one, because that was...
He was not in the original.
I remember the name of it.
Okay,
no.
I'm a little confused.
No, not the original, but...
He hasn't been in it since the original, has he?
Captain Falcon's been in every single one of them, I thought.
Yep, Captain Falcon.
Was he in
we were talking about Marth. Anyway, Captain Falcon,
no,
we're talking about. The classic is in it. That's all we should care about. So you can do Falcon Punch.
Yeah,
Falcon
I'm excited about that.
He's.
Why are there both male and female versions of Robin?
Robin?
Really?
Really?
Stop saying Robin.
Seriously.
Like Robin.
Why does it say that there are male and female versions of this character? I'm a little confused.
Well, you see, Lance... When people have
when
enough money, they change, you know.
So who is this character,
stuff.
Though? Where is he from?
Has anyone here played Fire Emblem?
All day?
No, what is Fire Emblem, Ian?
It's like a strategy Japanese game.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Fire Emblem plays a lot like Shining Force.
So you've played this, either. Jeremy.
Do
right?
you shine a car?
Yeah, I've played a little bit of Fire Emblem. So it plays kind of like... Did you ever play Final Fantasy Tactics?
No, but I know a lot about it, actually.
Barely.
Surprisingly. All my friends wouldn't stop talking about it.
It's one of the. It's like one of those games where you have the squares and you can move so many squares each turn. And you've
Right.
So it's Tetris?
Yeah, it's like a...
Think of like Advance Wars.
It's like chess RPG.
Like Advance Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeremy, why does it say that there are male and female versions of Robin?
Don't ask me. I don't want to get into that.
So dudes can look at boobs while they play.
That doesn't make any sense. Just
exactly.
play a chick.
Somehow that is correct.
Or you could just play what's her face from Soul Calibur with the red ninja suit?
Taki.
Yes. I'm pretty
wow.
Sure
now we know
reason.
Why Lance played Soul Calibur.
Or
Ivy.
We can just play Sakura Spirit.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah, Sakura Spirit. Sakura. Okay, Lance.
Dude, it's a man. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Sakura.
Saki.
How is it that hard to pronounce?
I thought it was Sakura.
Oh my god.
I did too. I was like, and I didn't think it was right either. I was like, so
it's a long A, guys. Grammar.
Wow.
Well, phonetically, it is Sakura.
Can we move on? What are we talking about? This is a game podcast, not a Japanese. This is a weird
English
podcast.
Next on the list is Destiny. Supposedly gets a PC release date, which
big. Supposedly,
big.
Since
supposedly,
no one else has reported on this.
And that's the thing. I don't know what Breathcast News Report is, or
I just know
Max
they have a lot
Bonto.
Of creepy ads.
Yes, and so I literally, for whatever reason today, typed in Google Destiny PC release, and I saw an article that was posted 6 minutes after, or I'm sorry, before I searched that, And it's saying that somebody basically found it in the Steam database. The PC port of Destiny will be coming out in March 15th. Oh, I'm sorry, March 2015. Oh my god. March 2015.
Dude, are you okay? I mean, like...
That's so
dumb.
I don't know what this is. It says, apparently this is a quote. No, everyone listening, this is just rumor. We haven't seen anybody else reporting about this except for this one website.
Half-Life 3 rumor. Same thing.
And it says that it's a good fit. This is quoted by Activision CEO Eric Heisenberg.
Which this actually sounds like a really old quote.
It says it's a good fit and something we're talking about and looking at very carefully. And obviously it makes sense with the genre.
He said that months ago.
Did he?
Yeah, that's a really old quote.
Because when people are like, hey, is it coming to PC? When is it? He's like, yeah, it'd be a really good idea.
Yeah, and we talked about that before, how that's like been a response of them before when Halo.
Yeah.
With Halo, so.
Exactly.
Well, this is very disappointing news because I don't know what the whole thing about people finding it in the Steam database, because, I mean, they've done that before with like Left 4 Dead 3. And, oh, wow, somebody's at my door. Someone take over.
I want to take over, dang it.
All right, go. Take over, man.
Okay.
Do it.
All right.
Do
it, the fact that Destiny is getting so much exclusive content on the PS4 and is very console-based, and it is going to be on last gen. We have to remember that. I don't see it coming to PC at all. I really don't.
Yeah, I think this is just wishful thinking on people's parts.
I think they're trying to lead people on until the game comes out.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, and I think this breathy cast site is trying to. Well, I mean, dude.
Okay, he was really trying to look up Destiny something else, and that's what popped up.
You know, it does say Christian music. Wow. Christian music fans. I don't know what that is. That's apparently like the subtitle for the website. So now I'm a little concerned.
It's got a virus from clicking that link.
Yeah.
What?
I think I just got my hopes up for nothing.
Wow. Yeah, I just looked at the title of the site. That's what I'm saying. Is like, I think they're just kind of... One, this doesn't even make sense on the site that they're on.
Wow.
Well, and two, I think they're just kind of stirring up
Hey,
rumors.
Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Everyone give Lance a clap.
Dude, I'm sad.
Lance, who was at the door?
My niece.
Destiny.
Your dealer?
Destiny.
What? Your dealer?
That's why he was Googling her. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. He's like, oh, what does Destiny look like? I gotta find out.
Oh, I've been talking to her for months. I have no idea what she looks like.
Destiny's child shows up. Anyway, so moving on. Japan. Why Japan?
What heck? That was the most racial Japan I've ever heard.
Japan. Okay, we move on to Japan. Would anyone like some shitty sushi first?
Japan.
Would you like some shitty sushi?
Okay, I just wanted to rephrase because I'm looking at it now, and whoever put that on there, probably Josh, this is Japan explains why the PS4 isn't selling.
I put it
on
there.
Not me.
Oh.
I put it on there.
Wow, Japan! All of Japan!
What?
We explain why PS4 are not selling well.
I was like, is
if
it
you think about it, that was Sony's big area for the PS3. You know, same thing for the Wii. The Wii sold like crazy over there, and so did, you know, the PS3.
Okay.
So,
and now I clicked on the article, it makes more sense. It says Japanese gamers explain why the PS4 isn't selling
is
there.
Does it really say Jap gamers?
Jap
I want to see where it says Jap gamers.
I don't think you're allowed to say
Japan.
That.
Yeah, you're Japan. Not allowed to say Jap gamers.
Did my mic cut out or something?
Wow.
So racist, man. Why you gotta be racist?
Did my microphone cut out?
Just eat some shitty sushi and calm down.
I would love City
You're
Sushi
from imitating
City Walk.
The Chinese guy from South Park. Not
even, no, not even the Chinese guy.
You're like mixing.
You're not even Japanese, man.
He's weird. He's imitating the Japanese guy who's not even a real character on South Park.
Yeah, there was a Japanese guy in South Park.
No, yes, there was. It was.
Yeah, you run City Walk.
No, that's the Chinese guy.
That's the Chinese guy.
They had City Sushi.
City Sushi move in for one episode.
Yeah. And so the Chinese guy's like, no, I don't want any City Sushi. So that's what he's trying to do. And now this podcast is going to get canceled because everyone is racist. Japanese gamers explain why. And really, it's the same reason why...
And now we've taken 2 minutes to explain the title.
Yes. And it's the same thing that, you know, we over here, there's not enough titles on the PS4. Why would you buy one?
Well, what's this about Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts? I mean, good stuff right there. Isn't that enough?
How long
Ghost Recon?
Do they have to wait for that?
Or not Ghost Recon. I don't know.
It's going to be like... A year, they can wait till Christmas or whenever it goes on sale and pick one up. They don't have to buy one now. There's nothing out now to buy one.
So, Jeremy,
yeah,
let me
that's
ask you
basically
something.
What one of the comments is.
How many?
One of the.
Oh my god! Well, go ahead, Josh.
What the hell?
I will let you speak.
Thank you, Jesus. One of the comments was like, there's no reason to buy a PS4 as a PS3 replacement because there's just nothing out on it right now.
So, Jeremy, as like the only person in this room here that has a PlayStation.
Right.
What is your opinion
on
this?
Four or three?
He's got a three.
Can you repeat the question? My wife was talking while you were talking.
Yes. She's a major distraction.
Street, Jeremy.
I think we should invite her to the podcast
sandwich, like,
and
why,
watch.
Tell her to make you a sandwich like they need to.
Wow.
Like they're meant to do.
Now we're sexually ambushed. We're totally
to
getting
a sandwich for him. What is your response?
I'll make your butt a sandwich.
Hey, it's Kelly.
My butt would thank you.
So, real quick, Kelly, did you get offended at all of our Japanese jokes? Because you're totally Japanese.
Actually, I'm totally Chinese.
Same difference.
Worse, Lance.
Ouch.
You're so racist.
It's like you know, in The Walking Dead, where he's like, the Chinese guy is like, dude, I'm Korean. You just did that. You just did that.
Yep.
You're totally... Wow, man.
So
I think this is a repeat from
like
yesterday.
Let's just rename this the Racist Gaming Podcast.
You got the ratings
Lance
are gonna plummet
Josh.
Then.
Rage quit racist show.
We have ratings.
let's talk about those Polish people.
Like country accents while you're being racist, just to drive home the point.
Yeah. Oh wait, that was like a pirate.
Can't do it. The South is racist.
It requires lower intelligence to do that. I can't do it.
If I do a southern accent, I sound like a pirate.
Continued your show sans racism, but. Keep the pirate and country accents.
Yar, alright. Let's move on.
Wow.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's okay, I got a black president. Anyway.
Just, I'm almost a minority. That's all I'm going to say.
Sit in the corner for a while.
Josh, the epitome of ignorance of America.
It's okay. I can make all these racist comments because I've got a part of everything in me.
That's true. Whoa, wait a minute.
You shouldn't have said it like that.
We're going to send these Yoshis back to the Mushroom Kingdom. They're taking all our jobs.
So, my original question, Jeremy, you have a PlayStation. Do you have any sort of, like, how many exclusive titles do you own? Do you really play your PlayStation? Was it worth it? Is it just an entertainment box, like, for movies?
Well,
no, you should have both. You should have an Xbox and a PS3.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you're a real gamer, you're gonna have the 360 and the PlayStation.
Okay,
both of
let
them
me
have
rephrase
exclusives
this.
That you need to play.
Let me rephrase this. If you're a budget gamer who can't afford to buy both, that's the difference. So
I'd say it depends on what kind of gamer you are. If you're on a budget,
if you're huge.
On the first-person shooters, obviously go for 360 because they have the exclusive with Halo. Now, if you're more into maybe story-based games, you've got Metal Gear, which was exclusive for the PlayStation. You also have it anymore. Right, I know, Uncharted. But it was. And then you also have Uncharted, which I thought was really cool and more, you know, story-based. So if you're in the first-person shooters, go for the 360. If you're more into, you know, story-based games or Gran Turismo, you know, PlayStation.
And yeah, we're talking about PS4 and Xbox One here.
Yeah, but he has a PlayStation 3. I'm just trying to get a, you know, an idea
right,
of what somebody who owns both.
PlayStation 3 has exclusive on it. PlayStation 4 doesn't.
But
they
don't
have
they
many
do.
Good
they
games
got,
right now. I mean, they've got a lot of games coming out, but like right now, they don't really have much.
And PlayStation 4 is not backwards compatible, right?
Yeah.
Or is it?
No,
not
it's not.
But they are in the library, remember?
Right.
So you can, what, rebuy all your games?
Yeah, kind of. Remember, Sony offered that if you had a previous gen title and you upgraded to a PS4 title, they would give you like a break. Like, I know they did that for Final Fantasy 14.
Like,
it was like $15 or something if you wanted to upgrade compared to 30.
Yeah, but you still have to pay.
Yeah, I'm still saying that, yeah. But the Xbox One's the same way. It's not backwards compatible.
Right, I know. And well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though, is like, yeah, it's not just PS4 doing the whole pay to play your games on PS3 on the PS4, but like right now, what's the use of really buying into like a PS4? And this is what we're talking about for the Japanese audience is why it's not selling, right? It's like, well, there's not a big push to buy a PlayStation 4 because right now it's more useful just to keep your PlayStation 3 because it still has a ton of good games on it and games are still coming out on it.
And
you know, why would you shell out all that extra money?
So let me ask y'all Would y'all rather exclusive games or just games that are available to all platforms, like including PC and the Wii?
I mean, obviously, I think we would all just rather games come out on
like,
all the platforms,
like,
or
do you
just
think,
PC.
Like, do you think that there's an advantage to having exclusive games, not coming from
PC, from
a gamer's standpoint, not from the you know, developers or the publishers?
I don't really see an advantage. I always thought it was just a way to sell systems. Like, if you wanted to play Uncharted, you had to buy a PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's just basically a money making thing, really.
I hate it. Well, speaking of games, that are not being exclusive, and one that we've always made fun of the title for, Elite Dangerous is coming to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It's already to PC.
Yeah, you can't really say it's coming because
I'm sorry, maybe. It could. Well, they've also said that it's stupid for them not to produce to, you know, the major next-gen consoles.
But I mean, you can't say it's like a definite thing because they did not announce that it was coming.
It would
what
be
they
stupid
said,
for Destiny not to be on PC.
What am I thinking? what they said was that after releasing it on PC and then making the Mac version of it, while they're making like the Mac version, they'll be looking to moving over to like Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
You know what I thought was really
funny? Better hope than most games.
Was that this game uses the same engine, apparently, as Zoo Tycoon?
How do you use the same engine
That's
for
not
Zoo
a
Tycoon
good
as this?
Comparison. Like, yeah, we use the same engine as Zoo Tycoon. What?
Especially as the engine being used as the same one behind Xbox One's launch title, Zoo Tycoon.
Wow.
Am I
if anything, that makes me want to buy it less.
Do you guys remember?
Well, I mean, dangerous. The graphics are really beautiful. I mean, we've seen the gameplay. Really
do you guys remember Dinosaur Tycoon?
I remember the Jurassic Park one. Remember they had a Jurassic Park? Yeah, they didn't have a tycoon,
it was
but
just
they
a
had.
Dinosaur.
I know, but they did have a Jurassic Park game that was like a tycoon. They just didn't call it that. And now I'm going to shout because apparently nobody played it.
Oh. But it sounds really fun. But I mean, you're just obsessed. Tycoon. But you're just obsessed with Jurassic Park, so.
I am. Like, I have Jurassic Park underwear, shirts.
That's crazy.
Thongs. That's red.
Are using the same engine as Zoo Tycoon. That is crazy.
That is weird. I didn't know.
One of the comments they said, that was yeah, that's freaking crazy. But one of the comments they said is that since they've made titles on Microsoft and on PlayStation and stuff, that they're, you know, they'd be more inclined. Is that that's where he said, so yeah, we'd be stupid not to think about it. It's because they said, oh yeah, I mean, we've done games on consoles before, so, you know, why not put it on them? So it's a good possibility that it'll be on the consoles later on, but it won't be at launch.
Oh, it just makes sense. There's a there was a comment on there too. Somebody who I guess played the beta says that the game is already superb. So glad I backed the Kickstarter. I have no problems with importing it to consoles once the PC version is finished. I am not a fan of platform exclusives. So this is obviously just one person talking, but the game does look kind of interesting, even though it has this stupidest name I've ever heard. do you guys think that this might be a game to check out?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it before. I mean, the gameplay looked really cool for a space fighter. The graphics were really awesome. And, like, I think this was the game where, like, bullets had penetrated his cockpit and all the sound went out and stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, we've seen the trailers for it and stuff, and it was a game that I was like, I want to check this out.
As long as I get my X-Wing and TIE Fighter game back in some way, shape, or form, I'll be happy.
Do you have to have an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter?
Yes. I have to have an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter in whatever universe I'm in.
No love for the Y-Wing?
Why
no love for the Y-Wing?
Because
awesome.
It's not the X-Wing.
Or the B-Wing.
Why isn't there a U-Wing?
There probably is. Destiny. Why didn't we just put this up there earlier with the release date of Destiny? Destiny
Xbox.
Shut up and read the dang article. Jeez.
So we've got just leaked video. I'm kind of confused.
Xbox One's footage, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, we see a ton of stuff. And actually, it seems like they're deleting content on the page as we speak. Holy crap.
They're not supposed to do
so
that.
So wait. Okay, what are we looking at here? Who put us up here?
I don't know who put it up. I guess Josh. A beta player did.
I
put it up there. Mister, you haven't put any articles up all day. Up like six.
Oh, me, yeah. Yeah, right. Okay.
I did.
It just appeared out of nowhere. That's
you
a
racist jerk.
The article appearing in our Google Docs is more sensible than Ian putting it up and more reasonable.
I did
it just appeared,
Japan
guys.
One, and I did the Destiny.
Nope, they all just appeared.
I hate you. I'm just gonna kill you.
So what exactly, was there anything particular that we were looking at or missed?
Footage.
The footage we've already seen.
I saw the Destiny footage and like, oh my god.
My god.
Hey, Ian, not Ian, the other old guy, Jeremy.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm sorry, buddy. I love you. Anyway.
I pretty much look like Solid Snake with the eye patch and the gray hair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. He's.
Can I be Raiden? Right?
Yeah, didn't Raiden wear high heels in the latest game for 360?
You know what? Shut up.
Just saying.
So, are you at all familiar with Destiny, Jeremy, or anything?
No, not really.
Well, this might interest you because, one, you are a console gamer, and two, you love Halo, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Destiny is a game being made by Bungie. And if you remember the last time we did the show, or not last week, the week before, we had that, you know, Peter Dinklage's dialogue played. So, you know, mm-hmm. cool voice actor. Where am I going with this?
It's like if not on top of this. And Halo had a baby.
Yes.
Destiny. There you go.
Nice.
It's an MMO for consoles because it's not coming to PC.
But it's also a shooter. Shooter MMO.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Have we ever had a shooter MMO before?
Yes.
Borderlands.
No, that's not an MMO.
Shooter MMOs. Dude, just Google shooter MMO FPS or something like that.
Remember Mag on the PS3?
Oh, yeah. But that was like 84 players or something.
It was supposed to be something insane. And it failed.
Yeah, I remember that because I was getting my copy of The Old Republic that day and some guy was trying to sell me on Mag. Terrible.
And you were like, no, I'm going to play this better game than I'm going to stop playing in about 6 months.
So, it looks like, wow, top 10 anticipated free MMO shooters for 2013. So, wow, there's actually a lot more than I thought. Wait, Defiance is counted as a shooter?
Yeah, they're not all RPG shooters. Not all RPG FPSs.
Did anyone play Defiance?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. But
what is that?
I saw people play it.
Did anyone watch the show?
None of us know what it is.
Nope.
That's a show?
Sci-Fi Channel, because I have a brain. Sorry, people that watch that.
No, it was a... it was the they were like the try-on, I think, the guys who did Rift. I think it was them, at least. Anyway, they made...
That went free-to-play in like a month?
Yeah. The WoW Killer goes free to play. Now, basically, they made a MMO that basically launched at the same time as their TV show. And there would be things that would happen in the game, things that would happen in the show that would affect the other. And
yeah, it was a really cool really concept. Cool.
Yeah.
It just didn't do well.
The show was pretty bad. Anyway, the show was pretty bad, and then I know some people who played Defiance, and I'm not sure if it actually acted like an actual like first-person shooter or a third-person shooter because it was MMO, but that game basically went downhill very quickly, and it was a really cool idea, and then to try to bring back people, interested players, they had a contest where... an in-game contest where the player, whoever won, that player would have his character basically like brought to life on the TV show season 2. And I think it got canceled.
Wow! So guys, nobody logged on to the servers. So...
No, the show. I think the show got canceled.
Oh, the show got canceled.
Poor little Johnny couldn't play on the show.
But
I didn't think it got canceled.
I could be wrong, but I could have sworn I saw an article about on IGN's like canceled lists of this year or something.
So you mean the character Penis Balls 96 won't be on the show?
Oh my god, you always come up with the best things ever.
Dude, okay, come on. Have you played an MMO?
Hey,
that's like
Defiance season 2. I think it's already premiered.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
God, yep. You guys are...
It has a season really 2, concept, mister.
Though. Yeah, it is. And I really like hope more people do stuff like that. I mean, not necessarily with a show and a TV show. I mean, a show and a video game, but...
You know, if they did that for Halo, Microsoft would make billions.
Of course. But they're not going
to. You can
estimate with Cortana if you beat this board.
There are a few games out there though that have where whatever choice you make depends on how the game ends and how other things happen throughout the story. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I mean that's something kind of similar.
They need to make a Cortana background/screensaver for your
desktop in 3D.
Oh my god, you know, shut up.
I think Josh needs his own podcast called The Perverted Racist Podcast.
And
oh,
sexist.
Come on, you guys.
Don't forget
know.
Sexist.
You guys
so,
know you want it.
Moving on, H1Z1 shows off its dynamic weather system in a new batch of images, which looks really cool. I gotta say, clicking this article, I wasn't excited at all for it, but now I'm looking at the images. This is really, really cool. I think it's kind of funny how in the first image it's like a blizzard going on, and he's like in a t-shirt and jeans. Not sure how that's working.
Being cool like that.
But the screenshot's neat because it's showing the same exact location and different weather effects going on and how drastically different it looks. Do you guys feel like this is like something that gives us more high hopes for the game? Because I know we've been looking forward to it.
So this is the game that's supposed to be blowing Daisy out of the water?
Yeah,
right?
Supposedly, yeah.
It should be their number one
competition. I don't know about all that, but I was worried that the graphics looked kind of like almost like as crappy as Daisy. Like the graphics from some of the earlier videos that we saw didn't look that great. But looking at them here, we see three different types of weatherization. We see the snow on the ground. Then we see like a nice summer day. And then we see like a rainy, foggy day.
A nice summer day.
And the graphics are like the graphics look really good. I mean, they're not like, you know, super realistic or anything, but they just look polished and they look nice. And that's something we really don't see like nice polished graphics from DayZ. So this was like kind of a surprise to me that like how good the graphics looked as far as like just being, you know, nice looking.
So you thought,
have they put out a release date for this yet?
You know, they said that it's funny when they announced it, in early spring they said it would be a few months, and now it's gonna be fall here in a few months. I'm not sure. It's gonna be like what BioWare did with the Old Republic, where we're gonna have it coming out in about 6 months, turns into 2 years. So
yeah, I can see that.
The game looks cool. Jeremy, I know you don't play any zombie apocalypse survival games, do you?
I watched you play DayZ. It was very entertaining as someone stole your Jeep.
When was that?
It was at my house maybe 3 months ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, now I remember that.
We should go back to playing Arma 2 DayZ because they've improved a lot on the mods.
I want to see Arma 3 DayZ.
I don't think it's working
but
yet.
The Arma 2 ones are still really good.
So you wait. I want to back up just a little bit, Josh. You said that the graphics aren't that great on DayZ, because I thought it was really well. I thought it was done really well.
I thought you were talking about H1Z1.
I couldn't remember. I could have sworn he said DayZ.
No, I mean, well, I was talking about how H1Z1 early on in the videos they didn't look that great. I mean, come on, DayZ graphics aren't the best. I mean, they've done. In recent months, they've like, you know, they've polished them up a little bit and stuff, but they're still not the best. While as H1Z1's graphics, they just look they look more clean and they look more polished. While DayZ graphics, you just have a lot of weird textures sometimes and stuff.
Okay, I guess I can see that. It does.
It did look
a little weird
like,
in the beginning. Now that I think about it, but yeah, it's looking much better.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot to improve it and stuff, but I just wanted to, you know, I was very impressed with these pictures on how good H1Z1 is starting to look.
Cool.
I also noticed that the environment seems to look a lot different than DayZ. I've only seen a little bit of footage of DayZ being played, but a lot of the time it just looks a lot just like grass, but there's actually like valleys and like this railroad thing going on, so I think that's a bit interesting.
That fog is
yeah,
gonna make sniping very interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of something. She just said like valleys and stuff, whereas in DayZ you come across a like a rock face and stuff, and it's not well I guess, sighted out or something that, you know, you can't really, sometimes you'll just run smack into it, in the middle of the woods and stuff. Whereas, that's kind of hard to say, like, what I'm trying to say, but just the textures and the design of the environment.
Are giant rocks appearing out of nowhere and running into you? Because that's what I was getting out of that.
No.
Okay.
It just looks a lot more interesting environment than DayZ to play in, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it does.
So, we've been talking back and forth about console gaming, PC gaming. We've just now seen an article from PC Gamer that says PC gaming hardware market worth more than $21.5 billion globally. New report says, does this seem actual, like, realistic? Does this seem real that the PC could be worth this much, the market?
It's weird because people had predicted that the market would go down, especially with the tablet consoles and laptops and crap like that. So it is kind of, I don't know if they're including that, like a laptop, into the sales. Imagine. But
say hardware.
Yeah.
It's gaming hardware. PC gaming hardware is at more than $21.5 billion.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
So,
but
we've talked...
No, go ahead.
We've talked about this before, though, but... And we're kind of a little biased just because we've been doing a lot of PC gaming lately. Or, I say lately, like the past couple of years.
Yep.
Do we really think... That we've said this before, that PC gaming is more, superior, I guess, to consoles. Do we still feel like that is where it is now? Still?
Like, yeah. it's not as accessible. I shouldn't say that because there's a lot of cheaper options out right now that do allow PC gamers to build cheap gaming PCs. You know, you got the Steam machines that other vendors are putting out for outrageous prices when it's like, hey, if I built this myself, I'd save myself $400.
There's also a lot more sites out right now that allow you to build a PC off of a template so that if you don't know anything about PCs, you want to have any idea how to order parts and put a PC together right now, there's a much bigger industry and a much bigger shopping area for people to go that don't know how to build their own PC to go and build a PC off of a format and still be able to pick out a lot of the hardware that they would want. And so it's much easier to be able to order a good PC instead of just having to go to the store and buy a crappy PC like a Dell or something and getting ripped off.
And getting a billion programs already installed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot easier to get a good quality PC at a decent price because, I didn't feel like putting a computer together and stuff because I've done it before with my computer. And I just ordered one off of a site, and I built, I picked the parts. I picked, the CPU, what kind of hardware I wanted in it and stuff like that. And they sent me a computer and it worked, and all I had to do was plug up everything and start it. And it was super easy. So as far as that goes, it's much easier to enter into PC gaming these days than it was before.
But having that said, consoles will always be cheaper. It's really up to the person, what they prefer. There are some games on PC that you can only get on PC, and there are some console games that you can only get on console.
Well, talking about it a little bit into the future, we were talking about it before the show, how, who was it? The PlayStation CEO, was it Ian, that said that
there wouldn't be a next
there
gen
wouldn't
after
be
this
a next gen.
Gen.
And so, we could be seeing in the future...
PC, you're saying,
games only coming out on like PCs and mobile devices and stuff because there may not be a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox whatever the hell the next Xbox. No, because it's like first it was the Xbox, then it was the Xbox 360, now it's the Xbox One. So I don't know what the new Xbox would be named.
720?
Xbox Genesis.
Xbox 1080 McTwist.
Yeah, you know, it's like they haven't really kept... Anyways.
So just real quick, just to clarify though, you said that there really will be no next-gen gaming.
That's what the the PlayStation CEO said, right?
Let me try
right?
And find, let me try and
find the quote.
Yeah,
anyways,
is that
so
like,
what I'm talking about is like... with and that this article kind of backs that up with PC, even though overall PC hardware you know, is kind of in decline, the gaming hardware, PC gaming hardware is on an increase, and it's predicted to grow significantly over the next 3 years, according to this article. And so, you know, it's going to be hard for consoles to keep up with the quality of hardware that you can have in PCs.
Yeah.
While still making the consoles, you know, super cheap or cheaper, you know, like a much less cheaper buy than, you know, than a PC in order to bring about that, you know, that want to buy something that's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, and especially with consoles just now being able to put in actual real 1080p, now the next step, I mean, 4K gaming is already out, and that's typically... you know, the high-end PCs can now do 4K resolution, whereas a lot of the consoles are just now hitting 1080. So that's something else to consider.
I think one of the most endearing things about PC gaming is that if you're like me, I use laptop for gaming, and that is a much easier thing to move to take someplace else if you're going like on a trip and you want to be able to game. It's much easier to pack up your laptop than take all these 12 cords with your Xbox and like controllers and everything.
You know, that's a really good point on the mobility of a laptop. And, you know, a technology that we've started seeing lately is devices running something on one device and streaming it to a TV or another device or something like that. And that's kind of what the Steam boxes that are coming out are going to be like. And though right now a lot of the Steam boxes are really crappy and stuff, but if they perfect that technology and you know, we're already seeing it on so many different things, you know, you can stream your PS4 to your TV in a different room, stream Netflix from a device to a different TV in your house. And so as that technology is improving, we're going to see where somebody builds a nice rig, installs all their games on it, and then streams it to a TV, to a small device in another location, which, you know, that's going to increase the alluringness.
Enduring.
Enduring quality of the PC gaming industry is the fact that you're gonna be able to stream stuff. So you're gonna be able to have a nice high quality rig, but still have like mobility with, you know, streaming it to maybe a cheap laptop or a small Steam device that's like really easy to disconnect from your TV and stuff like that.
Did you ever find
in the go ahead. No, I was going to say the architecture right now with the PS4 and the Xbox One are so, I mean, they're basically the same system,
mm-hmm.
Hardware wise, only the memory is different and different clock speeds on the GPU and the CPU. So they are coming closer to a PC. So like I said earlier, the Sony architect talked about the end of consoles, and that's because they're becoming more and more PC-like. But that doesn't mean that they won't come out with consoles. I mean, who knows what will happen if Steam boxes become, you know, popular, just because people are lazy, you know?
That brings out something that we saw, you know, we see the Steam box thing, which is kind of, it's kind of just, it's a PC, but it's kind of a console thing. And so, you know, we may see the end of consoles, but see the rise in the PS4, you know, the PS5 Steambox PC. You know, we could see Sony and Microsoft coming out with their own PC consoles that are adaptable, and you can put different hardware in them, and you can stream those to your other PCs and your other devices and to your TV. And you know, we could see a lot of stuff like that, because like Ian just said, we're seeing consoles becoming closer and closer to PC hardware. And so with, you know, the rise in PC gaming, the increase, you know, market value and stuff like that, we could just see a transfer over to a almost PC-like console where, you know, like I said, PlayStation 5 announces the, you know, the PlayStation PC console, you know, for, and, you know, you can adapt, you know, have adaptability in that where you can spend a little bit more money, maybe put some more RAM in there and stuff, and still maybe have like some sort of licensing things where you still get exclusives. That would suck. But, you know,
that's what I see is like they just ditch consoles. And Microsoft and Sony just become DRMs. They're like, buy whatever you want, but you can only buy if you buy our program or something.
We're gonna see Oya come out of nowhere here now. Oya's gonna take over the market.
Go ahead. Another thing that's really great about a PC, you can expand the memory so far, but like with Xboxes and PlayStations, you can only expand the amount of space that you have on it so much. But with a PC, you can basically have like terabytes where you can store games and stuff.
Yeah, then that's what I don't understand why they
all of the hardware on a PC.
Yeah, and well, that's why I don't understand why they say that. PC jock players. Wow. They say that these consoles are 10-year proof, and they can't play 1080p.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's 920 or 728p at 60 frames per second. And it's like, my laptop can play this at 60 frames per second at 1080p. Why can't my console do that? You said this is a next gen. It's not.
Yeah. And, you know, with that, you know, Steam boxes coming out, the Steam machines.
Still think those are rip-offs, by the way.
They are. I mean, like, a lot of them just have, like, a really bad, you know, they have really bad hardware in it. They're not worth the amount of money. But the fact is, they are still, I mean, they're practically a console. You know, you get a controller with them. You know, they're a Steam box. They're meant to be plugged up to your TV and stuff like that. So with those coming out, and like I said, the streaming technology where you'll be able to hook up your Steam machine to your PC and stream a game to different things and crap like that.
That's something else I have to notice before we move on, is Microsoft and Sony did mention the way they would be future-proof is by their cloud crap stuff.
What?
Yeah, like somewhere else would handle the overhead of the game, and you would be streaming the game to your console, kind of the way the concept with the Steam Box is right now, where your $3,000 desktop is streaming
to your Xbox
$800 Steam Box in the living room. That's basically what Microsoft and Sony wants to do, just on
that's a
grander
really
scale. But will that happen? And the way we're seeing with data caps with ISPs and crap, I don't think it's going to work out as well as they say it is.
So, Jeremy, is this enough to move you on from consoles to PC?
Honestly, I really only wanted to get a PC for Baldur's Gate.
What?
I think PC has so much thing. You can't even say that.
To play such an old game.
Yeah.
Hey, it's classic.
I think that's what we're going to see in the future. That's pretty much my prediction, is they're not going to be true consoles anymore. We're going to see like Steam boxes or, you know, hybrid PCs coming from Microsoft and PlayStation in the future.
So, Monster Hunter Injustices. Josh, I know you're really excited about this. Right? Am I right?
Well, right? I don't know if excited is the way to put it. They're injustices. But,
wow,
yeah,
funny.
Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate is going to arrive in early 2015 in the United States. But it's coming in October this year in Japan. So, as always, us United States guys are getting ripped off. We're not getting stuff. And
that's,
you know,
normal. That happened with the last game.
I know. I know it happens. And it just sucks, because, especially because I'm a huge Monster Hunter fan.
There's a lot of Japanese games where that happens.
I know. I'm not saying it's Monster Hunter. It's Japanese games. We always get them later in the U.S. than we do in Japan.
Well, you know, but Europe, you know, usually gets really games sucks. After we do.
Yeah, we shouldn't complain.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that, like, really sucks is one game for somebody that's huge into Monster Hunter like I am is the Monster Hummer MMO.
Monster Hummer?
Did you just say Monster Hummer?
Yeah, Monster Hummer. You run over the dinosaurs in a Hummer. It's awesome.
Wait, I was thinking that the Hummer was the monster.
Anyways, the Monster Hunter MMO that's over in Japan right now, and it's like, you know, no indication that it's ever going to come over to US, which really sucks, because Monster Hunter has a huge following over here, and the MMO looks amazing. You know, I've like watched videos in it, and of course it's all in Japanese and stuff, so
you're just killing yourself by watching those, dude.
Right,
you really are. It's like looking at an exotic car when you know you can't buy it, but you keep looking at it and you keep test driving it. Get it.
That's why you
just
test drive
it.
Kick the guy out of the passenger seat.
You just
run from the cops.
So
you just need
just doing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
you just need to convince your wife to move to Japan. I'm pretty sure y'all will do it.
Grand Theft Auto in real life.
And then you can be racist over there.
I would like some sesame chicken.
Oh my god.
They're going to throw you in an internment camp.
What?
Maybe,
that's more racist.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's very exciting to hear that Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate is coming. It just sucks that we have to wait for it until early 2015. And it just sucks that we don't get more Japanese games over here. The games we do get are always a lot later, and a lot of games we don't get, like Monster Hunter the MMO.
Maybe it's because they're actually the racist ones.
Well, that is our show for tonight. This was a very interesting show. Like, notes literally thrown together like 10 minutes before we went on. And I feel like we did okay. We had some extra help on tonight. Woo-hoo. Yeah. So if you really liked the show, like I really liked it a lot, then go to Facebook, type in facebook.com/RageQuitRadio, hit the like button, and then after that, go to Twitter, to MLR RageQuitRadio, hit the follow button, okay? And then go to Twitch, because everyone likes to watch people play video games, and go to twitch.tv/RageQuitRadio and hit the follow button. And of course, if you have any questions or just want to say how much you hate us and how much racism there is, you can always email us at mlrragequitradio@gmail.com. And thanks for joining us, guys. And thanks, Princess Peach and Katniss, for joining us tonight. And we hope you all have a great evening. Good night.